There's evidence that landscape changes and biodiversity loss are key drivers of the emergence of infectious diseases. Could you explain further the link between the two?
You see, forests are biodiversity rich, and animals, just as humans, they carry germs. When ecosystems are in balance and not under threat, these potential transmitters usually can be contained, especially if there is limited contact between animals and humans. The problem often starts with disruption, especially when humans or domestic animals are exposed to wild animals, and this is often the case if forests are excessively used or cut. For instance, the Ebola virus in Africa, it has been shown that these were transmitted about 2 years after the forests were cleared.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the forestry sector?
Also, in the forest sector, many people have lost jobs and income. And this is often the case for family farmers, for part-time workers, for micro-enterprises, and so on. And many of those worked in the informal economy. They have been at the brink of poverty before, and now they're pushed back into poverty. And there is also an effect on forests. In the short term, we saw that in the lockdown, some of the operations couldn't continue, so there was less destruction. But now, with people losing jobs and income, they are seeking for new income opportunities to make a livelihood and to have food. So we see destruction and degradation rise again.
What are the immediate contributions that the forestry sector can contribute to the COVID-19 recovery? And what kind of measures can be taken?
The most important is that people stay safe and healthy. The forest sector contributes immensely to that. If you see people wearing masks, this is a forest product. Or think of paper towels or toilet paper or some types of disinfectants. But forests also contribute a lot to a safe and healthy environment. It is no coincidence that during the pandemic, many people tried to get to the countryside where you are near forests because you have cleaner air, cleaner water, and a less stressful environment there. And the third point is the contribution to recovery. There are many millions of people for whom forest sectors provide jobs and income, and it could be many more. Just think of all the ecosystems that could be restored, which provides jobs, and they could be made productive and resilient again, which provides long-term income opportunities.
How is FAO helping to support both the forestry sector and forest-dependent communities in COVID-19 recovery efforts?
The FAO works on all the points just mentioned. Our immediate concern is that people stay safe and that they do not slide back into poverty. For example, we support countries to expand social protection measures to include forest-dependent communities, including indigenous peoples. We work with family farmers and producer organizations so that they can work, improve safety and health, and maintain operations. Our Sustainable Wildlife Program works with many countries to finding ways to manage wildlife and wild meat in a safer way. But we also work hard to prevent future outbreaks of such pandemics. And for this to happen, health policies need to be changed to help address the issue at source, which is the destruction of the environment. We call this the One Health approach: health of humans, health of animals, and health of the environment.
In the context of building a more resilient and sustainable society against climate change, biodiversity loss, and emerging infectious diseases like COVID-19, what are the opportunities to seize for the forestry sector that can live on post-COVID-19?
First, a much better recognition of all of society, how important it is to maintain a healthy environment to stay safe and healthy. For this to happen, deforestation and degradation has to stop. Second, forests and trees are critical to maintain resilient ecosystems and resilient families. They can provide sustainable jobs and income from sustainable products produced in a healthy environment. And this needs full policy attention and also investments from COVID recovery programs.